time now for us to have our weekly meeting with the celebrities. We call this the Guadalupe Squares, everybody. It is that time once again. Just like the Hollywood Squares, only completely different. And here's your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, his lawyer's in deep doo-doo. It's President Trump.
Well, he's in deep doo-doo. I've been told that it has nothing to do with me.
No?
All of my stuff's in order. It's great. Me and Sean Hannity did not use him like people thought. It's great. I've been busy looking at old Karen McDougal pictures. She's free to talk. Wow. I really hit the jackpot with that one. That was a solid kill right there.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, really good. So Karen McDougal's going to tell all the sordid details. You're right. Here it comes. She was in love with me. There's going to be some great stories. Had a great week. Really happy. Good week for me this week. Everything was really good. I don't think there was a bad moment. I really got things together. Comey's still a douche. I think that goes on. Mueller's going to get fired. I think that's a great thing. We're just kind of status quo right now.
Aren't you going to meet up with Kim Jong-un?
Got Kim Jong-un. If it gets boring, I'll leave. That's basically all I say. If it gets to be that I stop liking, well, I'll just take my toys and I'll go. He's meeting with people secretly right now that I set up for that. We're going to call it the Nooner with the Ooner. And we're going to get out there and we're going to sit down and I'm going to say, here's how it's going to be, Ooner. And if he even looks at me sideways or slanted or something like that, I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say. I'll just get up and I'll walk away. Not interested in his sideways glances.
Yeah, that'll show him.
He always looks like he's just about to pop. Very angry little man.
All right, in the top middle square, we got another big birthday, Jack Nicholson.
That's right.
Happy B-Day, Jack. Well,
say it with a little conviction, if
you don't mind. It's going to be 81,
huh? 81.
Happy birthday, sir.
That's better. That's the type of birthday wish, son, that people enjoy, not your weak, limp-wristed little happy B-Day Jack.
Where you been?
81 years old, fairly stationary.
Okay.
Sitting in a recliner watching some of the finest movies ever made, and it turns out I'm in most of them. I also noticed something else.
What's that?
You're in those movies as well, in the audience, admiring me. So extend a little courtesy my direction.
Wow, gotten a bit cocky.
By the way, for my 81st birthday, I asked for and received and already took back Jennifer Lawrence as my present.
Wow.
That's right.
That's a good kill.
I old man J-Law, the Red Sparrow, who was on the Red Sparrow when I hit it.
Nothing stops
in
you.
And out. Nothing. What do I care? What's a little blood between friends?
Can't stop a moving train.
That's right. Life is good.
Top right square. The D-backs are rocking, and Greg Schulte is here to celebrate.
Gotta tell you what, I did not see this coming. Diamondbacks have won all six series of their games so far this year. April's been fantastic. Randy Johnson was in the booth last night. Still sounds like he's got a bag in his mouth, but that's all right. Gotta love watching the Diamondbacks win baseball games, especially over teams like the Dodgers and Giants, because watching their fans walk away upset is pleasing. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you're doing better than your old buddy Tom Brenneman.
Well,
his team's suffering.
Tom Brenneman left for the Reds, 3-16, new manager, and here I am sitting pretty. Well, Tom laughed. I remember his last words were, "You'll never amount to much, Gubna." At least I get to watch some decent baseball.
You
How
in.
About them Reds, huh? Hey, you know what? You, Brenneman, and your dad.
Middle left square. It's 4:20, and it's a big birthday. It's Adolf Hitler. I don't know if it's big.
I arrived in town for the smokeout.
What are you doing here?
I am here for the smokeout.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to
We're
you.
We're not celebrating that one.
If you're celebrating my birthday, whether you like it or not, and those who do not want to celebrate do not get to be in the smokeout.
Are you vaping?
Yeah, did you participate?
Oh, I'm vaping. Oh, they've made it much safer. I will vape. I love the vape. It's very good. I'm going to be part of it. Yeah! Watch the five-finger death punch, which I perfected.
Bringing a date?
I was thinking about maybe bringing a nice girl.
Yeah?
I don't know yet.
Where did you pick her up at?
I've been swiping on the Tinder.
Really?
And JewsOnly.com.
What?
Oh, yes. I like to isolate them. And then choose the ones. This one. This one. JewsOnly.com was really my idea, if you think about it. Everyone in here, Jews only. And then they add a .com. They make it a dating site. This was my idea.
In the middle square.
Happy birthday. I did not hear it.
Happy birthday.
That's better.
In the middle square, he's got obscure references. It's Brady Bogan in the middle.
That's right. I had the Bob Saget in here.
Yes, you did have the Bob Saget.
Well-known Bob Saget for his many appearances on the Sally Jesse Raphael late-night talk show that lasted about 3 weeks. People always remember that.
Is that what he's known for?
Remember when Clint Holmes took over for Joan Rivers after she was removed from the Fox late-night show? That was great stuff.
Who?
Clint Holmes. He sang the song, My Name is Michael, I Have a Nickel.
Smash.
Big references here. You remember?
Yeah, I don't know that person.
Remember the band Magic? I do. What? They were great.
What did they sing?
What was that song? Something about to turn around and give me some of that beautiful music. It was a B-side. Big hit. Big hit by Magic.
I got nothing, Brady. I'm sorry.
Everybody had that one. It's good stuff. Pilot sang a song called Magic.
Pilot?
You can do magic. I think that was
it's magic.
That's it.
One of those magic songs.
Oh, it's great stuff. Reminds me of Peter Frampton's biggest hit, Watch Out for That Sign. Everybody remembers the old Framptonian masterpiece.
All right, Brady.
From his album Trapezoid, his biggest seller, I'm guessing. I'm full of good references, you know?
Sure you are. Very topical.
Yeah, very topical. All the stuff that's the best. Like Wall of Voodoo's coming out. You know, they got their big things.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Who doesn't know it? Wall of Voodoo.
Okay.
I want to build a wall of voodoo around the Mexican radios. I think that's a great idea.
Middle right square. We got another birthday. Oh. She's 92. It's Queen Elizabeth II.
Hello, Lost.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Brady.
QE2.
Lovely. It's like prepping for the big wedding we are.
Would you knight me?
I will knight you, Brady. It's wonderful. One shoulder, two, loyal subject, knighted away.
Why does he get to be a knight? I want to be a knight.
I'm 82. It doesn't matter. Knight them all, I say. Hello, Elizabeth. Oh, it's Adolf. I remember you. May I be knighted as well?
I don't think you should
one,
do that.
Two,
no,
knight
don't do
you.
That.
Done.
No.
I am Sir Adolf Hitler.
Bad decision.
I will have planned on knighting you as well, Eric. One, two, you're a libtard.
Hey, now.
Lyle subject libtard.
Bottom left square.
Now you're Sir Libtard.
Brady's secret square gives a hint, Brady.
Whoa, I'm 42. Whoa.
There you go.
That's solid.
Whoa.
Bottom middle.
Pretty good.
He's had a crazy last year or so. It's George H.W. Bush.
Crazy. It's just pretty calm, but then now it's gotten a little hectic this last week or so. Got to get back out there
just
and date.
Got to keep on moving, Mr. President.
Got to keep on keeping on. Got to remember that. That's a
stay away from the ladies' asses.
Stay away from
single.
Captain Howdy. Got to stay away from that.
You're a great point of light.
I'm a big one of the 1,000 points, and I'm also on Tinder now trying to find myself a new lady.
You sure that's a good idea?
I don't care. Going to have to get some companionship. Can't live alone at this age. Got to have somebody there to wipe your ass.
It's funny. Adolf's on that, too.
Yeah, he's out there. He's got Tinder. I'm on Tinder and JewsOnly.com. Any port in a storm.
That.
Like long walks on the beach. And I like voluntary bowel movements. Those are the two favorite things. I also need somebody to wipe my bottom. Can't do that anymore. Got to have a partner. Need a partner to wipe it. Eric, would you like to be my butt-wiping partner?
No.
All right.
No,
well, then, swipe right. Don't like Eric either. That's fine with you. Fine with me.
Bottom
Anna Brady,
right square.
It'd be my honor,
you'd
Mr.
like
President.
To wipe my bottom.
Of course it would.
Well, I'm going to need it if I date Brady, because all that sauce, that's going to shoot through me. Like a slick pig.
Try this green sriracha.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I know it'll happen. As soon as it goes in, it comes out, and it's greener than it used to be. That's for sure. You could reuse it. It would come out so clean.
Bottom right square, it's our boss, Tripp Reeb.
Yeah.
Got to meet Bob Saget today.
Trip. I did meet Bob Saget twice.
Smoke out together at the smoke out?
Yeah. We're going to go to the big Hubbard Radio, no KUPD employees, barbecue. And, yeah, Eric's not going, so, because, yeah, you've got a show to see, and why would we not get together and have a party when Eric's not here?
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
The best time.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, but we're having another one Saturday when
what?
Eric doesn't go. Yeah. Every time you're not here.
Where?
Here at the station. We have a party.
going to be great.
There's banners and balloons and a guy who turns those balloons into little animals. Why? There's face painting and drugs.
Well, I can't go?
No. Come. Because then it wouldn't be a party anymore.
Oh.
Then it would be an Eric's Here Day back to work.
That makes me kind of sad, Trey.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a party for you over at the concert. You go to that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Have myself a turkey burger or something made of grass and leaves. There's door prizes. I give away some of my gold doubloons.
What? I want some of that.
Nope. Then you should shape up.
All right, our phones are acting screwy again. We got Tammy, but we lost the dude.
Oh, he's ringing. Just grab him. Tammy, are you there? Tammy?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Hi.
All right, let's see if the dude is there on line one.
Let's try it.
Try him again.
See if this is the dude.
Line one, who are you?
Blake.
Blake, are you ready to play the squares?
I am ready.
All right. Tammy, you're a girl. Pick a square.
Center square, Brady Bogan.
That's me. How are you, Tim? What's your favorite movie, Tammy?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, yeah. Kind of like me and a lot of my friends, Rex Lynn and Benedict Cumberbatched. I got Cole Meany on my speed dial. I talked to Mark Grace yesterday. He's famous for playing for the Diamondbacks. Remember his days with the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I sure do.
Very famous. Yeah, Almost Famous has a lot of big names in it, like Jason Lee and Terry Atkinson, who played the bass guitarist for the band.
Terry Atkinson.
Oh, he's big. He was in two episodes of CSI. He played a corpse in NCIS. Oh,
why do you know this?
I know all the big references. All my reference points are on point. That's for sure. Love that Almost Famous.
We have a question for you, Brady. True or false?
Lee Oscar from War. Did a walk-on bit in that. You know, I remember the band War?
Why can't we be friends?
Yeah. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. War. Big references coming out of me today.
True or false, Wayne's World was filmed in 3 days.
That can't be right.
Why are you laughing?
Well, because it's hilarious to assume that a movie that included multiple different days was done in three. I don't think that's possible.
You sure?
Jesus was done in 3 days. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and he built the entire planet.
No, his dad did it.
Oh, his dad?
Yeah, it's 3 days. Yeah, okay. Well, if Jesus died, it took 3 days. Wayne's World couldn't have been 3 days. That's false. There's no way.
All right, he says false. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
It is false. It was 2 weeks,
Man, they had
actually
to fly to places. There's no way that's right.
X gets a square. Blake, you're up. Pick a square.
Trump.
Top left.
Very abrupt.
Yeah.
It's Trump.
President Trump.
Trump.
To you, Blake.
Blake, are you a little tiny oriental man? Because those guys love me. I come in with my gigantic feet and hands. I start stomping around a room. They listen. Look, it's been, 80 years since the Uns even thought about listening to us? And now, look, the Kim Jongs are very, very subservient. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to talk to them. Blake, I'm assuming that your name is Brake, for real. You just don't say it very well. And you're a little Asian man because you seem to like
Asian.
Me quite a lot.
Right.
I will say he is Asian.
Okay.
I'm going to bring Ambassador Rodman.
Are you going to take Rodman with you? You guys are buddies.
Ambassador Rodman will be there. He'll be serving. And, of course, we'll all be sitting there listening to me talk about how Kim Jong-un's going to give me his country. I like it up there. It's
a little
nice.
Language barrier. Might be awkward.
That's all right. We'll have a translator that just says, ching chong bing bong.
I don't think
he gets it across that way. I think it works out perfect. Well, I'll bring a little wine and cheese. I'll kind of...
The finest.
I'll sedate him a little bit. Ching chong bing bong. Next thing you know, we own North Korea 51 states.
You gonna have Trump wine?
Maybe some of the finest wine you've ever had in your life. And if he drinks the wine, then I'm the genius.
Are you going to do a fist pound when you meet him, a handshake?
Probably. I don't like germs.
You should think about this as a white guy.
Orientals are known for carrying germs. That's why they all have masks. Fist bump, wash. Of course, that'll happen. And he's probably covered in nuclear matter as well because he's been toying around with the plutonium.
Go for the man hug. That might be cool.
That would be pretty neat. Probably shock him. He'd probably get lost in my bosom because he's so little. Bring some of my delicious Trump Resort Munster cheese. Got to chow down on my cheese. Maybe put a pill inside of it. Sedate him a little bit. You'll never know when he looks sleepy, so on TV it'll look the same. But he's very, very tired. And then I'll steal his stupid little country.
Here's your question, Mr. President. True or false? An iguana can stay underwater for 2 days. Is that true or false?
An iguana is what then?
What do you mean it's what then?
What's an iguana?
You don't know what an iguana is?
No.
A lizard?
Oh, no way. Okay, now I know. You're talking about Nancy Pelosi.
No.
I just looked it up. The picture is Nancy Pelosi. I Google-oogled. I Google-oogled iguana, and a picture of Nancy Pelosi came up clear as a bell. Nancy Pelosi can stay underwater for 2 days. I'd like to test that. I'd like to hold her underwater.
Sure you would.
48 solid hours. I'll say that that's probably true. She has gills and isn't from our planet, and that's why she believes in socialism.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Nancy Pelosi is an iguana. True.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Blake?
Disagree.
Good idea. Yeah, it was false. Okay, nice. Square.
But right. She's still an iguana, right? That's
sure,
the truth,
sure.
Right?
Whatever
Nancy
you want.
Pelosi's still iguana.
Tammy, you're up. Pick a square.
I don't know what Latin is for iguana, but I think it's Nancy Pelosi.
All right.
Okay. Back just clearing spot. It up there that we all agree. You agree with that too, right, Tammy?
Sure.
Nancy Pelosi is at least half iguana.
All right, pipe down.
At least.
Yeah.
Tammy, you're
more
up.
More than likely the product of a man and an iguana rape.
Who would you like to take, Tammy?
I'll take the secret square.
Ooh, give her
whoa!
A hint. Any ideas?
Joey Lawrence.
Wow. Joey Lawrence. How'd you figure correct? It out?
Whoa!
He's good.
Awesome.
X gets a square. All right, Blake, you can take Greg Schulte for the block.
All right, I'll take him.
Let's do it. Top right square.
Sure, it's 2 out of 3, Blake. That's what she's got to get, and she's got it right now. That's what the Diamondbacks have been doing to just about everybody who's playing baseball against them.
Any predictions for the year,
Yes.
Schulte?
Pain. Mr. T's line.
Yeah, that's good. That's solid.
It's more solid reference than Brady's points.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember the other line from Rocky III? Hey, Paulie, go get me a beer. That's the one everybody's quoting. That's the big one.
This guy doesn't watch movies the same as all of us.
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all.
Gotta feed Bupkis.
Oh, yeah, the song's playing still.
Are you gonna sing along?
Oh, sure. Let's sing the Diamondback song together. They won again last night, 3-1, on the heels of Zach Greinke. Summer! And that's all anybody knows.
Here's your question, Greg. True or false? In 1920, Babe Ruth hit more homers than every other Major League Baseball team.
In 1920, Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs. The next closest team was the Chicago White Sox with 19. If you can imagine that.
Wow, you know a lot about baseball.
I know a whole bunch about baseball. Or I'm completely making it up.
Okay.
Those are the two options that Tammy's faced with at this very juncture. And now, back to the big hit. The Diamondbacks 3-1 last night. Let's play the tune. Oh, man. You know, it just makes you want to get up and sing, doesn't it? Tammy, sing along. We'll give you a prize right away. You ready? You know it? Tammy? She's still alive?
No.
Nope, she's already left. Like most fans, when the songs, they're in the parking lot. Gandalf's here, and he's got the beard, and everybody's smiling. Zach Greinke costs too much, but we're okay with it. Yeah, you can make up your own words. Nobody knows.
All right, so he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree, Tammy?
That in 1920 he broke his own record?
Babe Ruth hit more homers than every other MLB
team. You remind me of my first wife. You didn't listen to anything, and then you repeated back something garbage. She agrees that she's like my first wife.
Yes, yes, it is true.
Well done, Tammy.
The block. All right, Blake, you can take Jack Nicholson.
Did you guys know that Baby Ruths were named after Babe Ruth's stools? Because they look just the same. Yeah, Babe Ruth made a stool once, and somebody said, that looks like candy. And Babe Ruth, being the pig he was, drunk, picked it up, popped it in his mouth, said, that's not bad. It's a little piece of me. It's called Baby Ruth. I gave birth to this. Next thing you know, you guys are shoveling them down your gullets like there's no tomorrow.
Vin Scully tell you that?
Yeah, Vin Scully tells that story all the time.
I think I screwed up. Did she win with that?
She did win.
She won.
Win.
Yeah, the game's
she
over.
She won.
That's why I kept
knows.
Talking. I just
the one
the
time she's
doing.
Paying attention, she knows
congratulations,
she won.
Tammy. You're a champion. Let's play her song.
Oh, let me start over. All sorry,
right.
Greg. Here we go.
And I won.
Here we go. Everybody, for Tammy. It's going to be great. All right. Let's see. How does this thing start? Oh, wait. All the fans have left. It doesn't matter. They're all gone. It's over.
There's nobody here.
No, they all leave before the ninth inning. They're a very trusting group with a lead.
After the game, Corey Feldman.
Oh, that'll be great. You'll hear me leaving. I'm going to pound pavement as fast as I can and not have Feldman up there. All right, let's get the
so
hell
long,
out of here.
So long, Governor.
So long, Brady. It's good to see you.
Hey, hi to Candy
by the way,
man.
Brady, every time there's an event you want people to go to, stop texting all your famous friends. The buzzing in the studio is annoying during game time.
Sorry, Governor.
Studley doesn't need to go. Brindley doesn't need to go. Even Berthume doesn't want to go. And he'll take any invite.
There you go. Tammy was fast. She three-wayed that dude. Let's get the hell out of here, shall
we? I like
how
you said that.
I know. It's hot. Sexy.
She three-wayed that dude.
Sexy. I think that guy who was trying to date that black girl at Bob Saget's show is.
Is he emailed back? Did he find some money for drinks?
That's what I'm trying to find. That's what he's going to have to do. Guy's going to have to blow a few coworkers.
He might have to, yeah.
Cash.
You can't go there completely broke.
He could pull the Toledo and try to ask for an advance from his boss.
Ooh, that's a, always
early
a good
check.
Move.
Oh, man, those advances. Solid. Smart maneuver there. This was your fourth one in a row, Richard. You've got a new payday. It's a week before everyone else. Oh, advance. Get an advance to date a black girl.
That might be a good excuse.
It's worth it.
Yeah, that might be worth it.
To get the advance?
Hey, boss, I got this black girl on the line.
I've never had the brown sugar, man. And I'm out of greenbacks. So
I gotta get it.
If there's
my
any
one
chance,
shot,
you could help me out.
I understand. Here's your advance.
Well, as it stands right now, Brian, I've never had the brown sugar either. I will live vicariously through you by giving you your meager pittance early.
Or you gotta give the boss a taste.
At least a video. Do me a favor, as I write you this check and loan you a little extra early, shoot me over a video to this phone number of Chocolate Love.
I married a frumpy white woman.
My wife sits down all day as an accountant. Her ass is nothing to behold, my friend. It's wider than it is long.
Give me something.
I've never seen a black woman in action. So while she's knobbing on the old vanilla cone, you send me that video. Sir, yes, sir. Where are you taking her? Bob Saget, she's going to hate you. She needs to go to a Nelly show or something more fitting for her likes. Yeah, that's weird. A black girl that says, take me to Bob Saget. The guy's got no money. We're hooking him up. See if he's got
it's gonna
any game.
Happen.
See if it's going to happen. See if we can get the game going. All right, smoke out. U-Fest today.
John wants to get high, people. Help him out.
Doesn't bother me. Just gonna help me out
you
all you
see
want.
Him.
If you see me, you can ask, and then I'll probably politely decline. And then if you turn into one of those weirdos that think peer pressure works, I'll be like, oh, I didn't realize they let sixth grade go on until your 40s. It's interesting. Yeah, Brady, too. If Brady, would you like to ask him? Brady said his 98% chance he won't do it, but there's a good chance you will.
If you have a good 2%. Line, Brady might partake.
You going to get high tonight, Brady, at the smokeout?
Probably not.
Yeah. The answer is no.
But there is a chance.
Is there a chance?
He said probably.
Probably not, that's but there, no. You know.
The answer is no. And also, as a reminder, because we've got the U-Fest, don't forget the Tim and Mark barbecues going on, and they've got enough food for KUPD, but unfortunately none of us are here. So they've got too much food. Please, if you're in the area, 1100 North 52nd Street, north of the 202 South McDowell, come on by. Grab the KUPD burgers that Tim and Mark are making. Please, by all means.
Free food.
Free food for you guys for lunch.
Neanderthal's a hugger, too.
He likes
hugs.
The hugs. And he doesn't like to initiate. You have to be the one that pushes
you
gotta
break
that,
the ice.
He likes it. A lot. Contact guy. He's a contact guy. Very handsy. Get in there. And if you've got stubble, he likes to rub his against yours. Cheek press is big for him. It shows you care. Big barbecue here today. Good luck. Enjoy the free lunch today, and then we'll see you over there at the U-Fest, Mesa Riverview. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Friday. Happy 420, Wheaties. Don't be weird. It's 98 KUPD. So
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.